Welcome to your daily devotional for March 1st. The disease and its cure. Mark chapter 1 verses 40 through 42. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Leprosy was an incurable degenerative disease, for which there was no human cure. Only God could heal this skin disease. Notice that this leper worshipped Jesus as the God-man Messiah. He knew that although it is not always the will of God to heal our physical infirmities, Jesus, being God, was nevertheless able to do it. And heal Christ did, with compassion, with a touch. A personal touch. The cure was immediate, as we see in the verses following. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them." However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. Let us make spiritual application. The leper had a physical problem, but we all have a spiritual problem. Sin is an incurable, degenerative disease for which there is no human cure. Only God can heal our sin disease. If we will place our faith and trust in the God-man Messiah, he will heal us of our spiritual disease. It is always the will of God to cure the sinner. Jesus will heal your wounded heart, and he will do it with compassion, with a touch, a personal touch. The cure will be immediate. For the sinner in need of redemption, the Bible says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life." For the redeemed sinner in need of cleansing, the Bible says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Come, friend, and experience the cleansing power of Christ's blood in his courts and at his table.